Supporters of opposition candidates in Mauritania's presidential election clashed Wednesday with police, marking a violent end to the campaign. The campaign was also marred by accusations of harassment of a leading opposition candidate. Police in full riot gear used tear gas to prevent about 1,000 supporters of opposition candidates from staging a march through the streets of the capital. The crowd included women and children. Police said the gathering was unlawful because it was not notified to the authorities. Three of the leading opposition candidates were to attend the march. On Tuesday, police raided the home of Mr. Haidallah to search for weapons. They found what his spokesman, Ali Ousneba, described as a few legitimate souvenirs, but the police said they found weapons in Mr. Haidallah's home and arrested his son. Mr. Sneba called the raid a deliberate plot by the government to stain the reputation of Mr. Haidallah ahead of polling day on Friday.
I think it's a way to provoke a particular atmosphere in order to justify the interruption of this democratic process. It's a violation, the violation of our law, of our constitution. It is a violation of the rule of the democracy.
While the Haidallah camp is crying foul play, Imam Sheikh, a spokesman for incumbent candidate Moya Al-Sid Ahmed Taya, accused Mr. Haidallah of threatening to take power by force if he does not win at the ballot box.
He's threatening by violence, I think. If someone in his case, which he's searching for being president in this country, and who he is tied by law and principle of democracy, he has not to have some arms in the some gun in his house.
Mr. Haidallah is a former military ruler of Mauritania, who was overthrown in 1984 by the current president, Mr. Taya. Mr. Haidallah has assembled a broad coalition of supporters, ranging from reformists to Islamic radicals. Besides Mr. Haidallah, the incumbent president faces two other main challengers, Ahmed Ouzdada, the half-brother of Mauritania's first president, and Massoud Ould-Boukia, a descendant from slaves. Two minor candidates are running in a six-man race. The polls open on Friday, and if no candidate wins a majority, a runoff election would be held in 2 weeks. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Nouakchott.